I got you loud clear.
You're early here, man. Let's just take care of him. It's a long day.
Yeah, cancel.
The other one, the best you can, just remember where our picture is at. You see someone coming out forward, just going to get the picture, make sure he's off the wall.
Yep, 10-4. Office saw was line go in behind the 87 inside road.
Thank you. Mr. 2, Steve, you got me? 10-4, you sound good? 10-4. How about you? Standing you up there, bud?
Oh, yeah.
10-4.
Rip it up some, Jeff. There you go.
I had to drop back. We're dropped back inside lane behind the 87, okay?
10-4.
Okay. First couple are moving on right now.
Good luck, champ. Have fun today.
Thank you, boss.
Still got a good copy over there?
10-4.
Okay, pit road speed right there.
4200.
4200. Remember, we're going to come on you fast here today there, bud. That yellow line with the cone is about 5 pistols away.
10-4. How about that? I won't go by here.
All right. Yeah, I got a pretty good amount of distance to get from that yellow line to you guys. I was thinking I was going to have to kind of cut it inside, which I might do anyway, but I don't have to do as much as I thought.
Okay, well.
So as we get going here, we make more pit stops, I'll get a better idea of trying to figure out how to come in there straight in on you guys. Not necessarily under caution, but if we're coming in under green.
Yeah, careful, I'm with you. Hey, Shannon, this line, I have no red box over here, but now I'm thinking it might be over on the track. Did you walk it? See if this second loop in from the cone is activated?
No, there was nothing. There's nothing over here on the other side of the track. Hold on. Yep, right there it is. If I'm not mistaken, it's a, I'm thinking it's a loop line there, Stevie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking now. I was looking at the track loop. Hey, Jeff, past this yellow line, there's another one about 60 feet. There's a real small loop there, so you better just make sure you're at speed there good on that yellow line, okay?
No problem.
Go right here. You're behind the 87 on the inside.
Yep. Mike, we're talking forward. You have that other race. There's a real bad glare off the back windshield going off in the one. Okay. And a new road all the way in the one.
Before. Where is the 87?
He's coming. Right there.
All right, bud. Just like the 150s, you got two switches. A right front tire fan, a right rear. We'll turn those on right at the start. Long, long, long day here, boys. Long day. Nice and relaxed during the pits. Nice and relaxed out there. Shannon, do the best you can. Get us to the end. We'll just take our time here, Jeff. You know best. You go when you think we need to go. We can hang back when we need. There'll be a lot of opportunities to get up there.
Yeah, you know, I got about 4 or 5 cars behind me. I'm thinking I might get in behind them.
You can do whatever you want. That's the far. You have to start behind the 87 or pull all the way to the back. The ones behind you are all with the backups as well. Should be the 31 and some others. You're welcome to pull behind them. You just have to pull behind them all.
They won't let me. I tried. Okay. Well, as long as they're all on the same game plan, we're good.
10-4. Have a good day, man.
Yeah, 10-4. Good luck to you guys. Have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day.
We got any fans here, Stevie?
Yeah. Both tires. Let's run them right from the start.
Okay, coming to green this time. Okay, pace car's off. Get ready. Ready. Green flag. Green flag.
Single file, one bag. Double file.
Keep an eye on that big pack up there. They got strung out here, Steve, and I didn't want to get too far behind them.
10-4.
So I like where you're at, bud. Just be careful. That boy in your mirror, that 38, he doesn't have much experience. That's that Richardson, gentlemen.
Well, pretty happy right here.
Yeah, I'm real happy right there. You're all the way up in the mid-20s. That's lap 7.
Got one standing in front of you there. Got a cut tire. Go up. Good job.
But we got a little bit of damage because they had to go down the apron.
No problem. Would you come up around here by pit road entry, keep it above the yellow line for me so I can see it. I got a wall in front of me when you're low.
Yeah, should be a little bit of left front, like a splitter and fender damage from pulling down the apron and head spoke. Good to see went to safe route.
Oh, I like the safe route.
I also locked up a front tire briefly.
Yeah, that's okay. We're going to put new ones on it anyway. That boy looks great right here. We're looking at it on the pit stop. What are your temps?
215 water, 180 water, 215 oil.
Okay, boy.
Are the pits open?
not yet. We ain't fed nothing.
Pit road's open, Steve.
Yeah, come on a pit. Come on a pit. Stop back a little bit. That 37's going to come around us. No big rush here. Four tires. Let's get that fender right now.
Hey, 4200.
All right, you are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Four tires. You all set? Okay, there you go. Nice and easy. Turn on out. There we go. We don't want to break something later, Jeff. You're all clear. We want to make sure that the truck stuff wasn't broken. Great, though, and no damage.
We're going to have some issues getting out of that 37 comes in like that. Who's driving that car?
It's Quapple. I would have figured he knows how to get in his box. The fences are too cheap. I got to talk to him.
Simple. You got to get lower just against the wall and one on the back.
Hey, Coach, look at the tape and see how much farther we could have stopped back. We have a lot. We don't have to worry about anybody behind us. All we got to do is get the rear tires in.
Now the question is, what do we do now that we're right in the middle of it all?
I mean, I'll be honest. As long as we got guys like the 99 who's behind you and the 31, those two guys, I feel we could tow our way back up there. I like where you were or back from that. There's no reason to be in the front 20. None at all. Not for another 60, 80, 90 laps. I mean, it's 190 to go.
Yeah, they were racing awful hard up there.
I saw it yesterday in that truck race, man. I know we'll have a chance. But for 31, you know, I don't want to be hanging on guys back here that can't help us. If it knows what they're doing, I have confidence we can get pulled up.
10-4. Back here, one to go.
Have you heard anything about how those other guys saying their cars are driving?
Sorry, but we're talking to me. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I was just asking if you've heard if those other guys have said how their car's driving.
I haven't been listening. I go to the computer. I'll get you some info. That looks strong. They take the same gear you got. The other two teammates on the other gear.
Yeah, he's hurting me a little bit right now. I feel a little bit tight, but I can turn the wheel getting turned, so it's not, I don't think it really is tight.
Yeah, even though there's not somebody right in front of you, you know, that pack probably punches such a big hole, that's why you keep it up, no problem. Probably lose a little air off the nose.
Position only
outside, 28.
Hey, coming to the green this time. Okay, pace car's off.
Ready?
Green flag, green flag. That's 11 and 99 behind you.
Simple. As long as they're running double file, it's no issue to catch them.
Therefore, even if they get single file, I know we might lose them a little bit. With that 11 and 99, though, we shouldn't lose too much a lap. I don't think we'd get lapped even in a green flag run, you know?
Therefore, I'll tell you one thing, we're getting good fuel mileage. Is that 29 a lead lap car?
Yeah.
But it's starting to thin out, looks like, a little bit.
Yeah, 10-4.
10 laps on these tires. Just so you know, Mark stayed out that last time, so he's on older tires than you. 20 right there, 2-0.
Go inside. Inside. Clear.
Pretty good. We're a little bit tight, you know, back here where we are anyway. Doesn't take much to get it loose, though, so I don't think there's a whole lot we can do to it right now until we get further up there and see what we got.
Hey, boy.
My car is definitely working better on the bottom. I'm actually a little bit tight when I get cars around me, especially on my inside.
Therefore,
some guys pitting, it looks like.
Yeah, some will. We stay out. Stay out. Only the guys that didn't pit last time have to come. We're about 10 away. Well, 12 away.
Water's 195. All 225.
Therefore, we're about 7 away. 7 more, man.
Yeah, one thing I noticed that we have that we didn't have before was from the middle off, I'm tight. Like, it's not turning as good middle off, so... If you want to play around with that, you can.
10-4.
It's turning in plenty good. It's just once they get to the middle, I just can't see it wide open or I got to put a lot of the wheel to it.
10-4.
So your NASCAR back is still about 10.
10-4.
All right, bud. Couple more laps here. Couple more laps. I'm going to put a pound in the right rear tire. Not a big change here. Just a little bit to help it rotate.
10-4.
All right, bud. I want you this time. This time, four tires.
10-4. Coming next time.
Clear.
42.
We get in line here.
42.
Coming to you, Steve.
10-4, 42 at the line. You're 5 away at the line. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All clear, all clear, all clear. 42.
4200.
Good job, guys.
Hey, keep below the solid line here. Okay, come on up. Keep it down there. Clear all around right there. Got 17 about 3 back.
Tires look good, man. Definitely working the right front more than the right rear. Hopefully this little adjustment will fix it. If not, we'll go just a little more.
It's just you and him right now. The next pack back is about five back, and there's about seven up in line, but there's about a car link in between them.
You two are running pretty fast, man. You and that six, that's a real fast lap.
The next pack behind you is about eight back, and there's about six up in line.
Position are we in?
We're 20th right there, 20th. We've run 56 laps. Still a long way to go.
They still about eight back or so.
For just for future reference, we're hitting that left side pretty good over the bump, middle one and two.
Simple. The 88, the 14, and the 5 up in front of you kind of lost their pack. They're coming back to you about 2/10 a lap. We should get them here in about 10 or 12 laps.
Simple. I'm starting to get real tight.
Therefore. Mostly on exit.
Even through the middle of 3 and 4.
Therefore.
But yeah, it started mainly on exit.
10-4, that's the common complaint. The track's losing grip, everybody's staying, most everybody's getting tight. See if we can stay ahead of it a little bit here. We're looking real good, man. Long way to go.
Oh, now. I'm behind you, I'm behind you.
As long as I see clean air, I'm good. You know, I jumped up to the top there, got some clean air, and that baby turned real good. And so it's just all arrow.
10-4. How's your temperature?
225 on the oil, 185 on the water.
Stay up, boy. Hey, tiny.
Yeah, Steve, it's one of those things where I'd like to drive better traffic here, but, I'm concerned that we could get this thing to get in.
Yeah. I don't think we know how our car is compared to everybody else's. You know, I'm in my other ear, I'm hearing a lot of louder, more violent complaints. So we're just going to get us four tires on and go back out. We're not going to panic here yet.
10-4.
We move that sign back a couple feet, put it right on that sign. We've got that 37 going to come around us.
10-4.
The road is open.
10-4, I want you to pit for four tires.
Okay, 4200 when you get to the cone.
All right, come on down here. You're 5 away at the cone. You're 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4 tires. All clear, 42. You're all clear, 42.
4200. Nice job, guys.
Nice job there, guys. Just have to be patient. Hopefully this stall will open up for us here in front there, bud. Go ahead and take one of your packets. You've been working at it about an hour here. Nice work, guys. That's got us up to 15 right there. That tires look good. There's a... That's why I think you're pretty accurate about the car. The chassis not disagreeing with you, you know, it might feel tight, the wear shows a little tight, but build up there, we can't be going to free that thing up for you.
Yep, well, we didn't do anything.
Maybe one to go when you get here.
How's that inside row been working on these restarts?
Cubs in and out.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, come to green this time.
10-4.
Okay, go ahead and make sure that blower's on.
Cool.
Face car's off. Ready. Green flag.
Alright, I'm going to get back up the inside. This 47 is just, it's not thinking.
Clear low. Dogs is out behind you. Still got them outside of you.
I know, Steve, I got in that outside lane, and I just got real loose. I don't know if the 47 was, you know, right on me or not, but I couldn't really hang out there. I was so loose, but I'm a little tight on the bottom.
Okay, that was my question. So you're loose up top, tight on the bottom.
Yeah.
10-4. I think the outside lane has more momentum anyway, don't you?
It did there for a while, and then it stalled out, and then neither one of them were really doing much. Okay, but it definitely started out the top was better.
That 47 behind you is smoking real fast, so don't try to get behind it by it becomes around you.
Oh, I think that 47. I need your problem. We pin?
Yes, when it's open, I want you to pin. You pin, we're going to pull left, guys.
Pit row to be open. Okay, 4200.
Right sides. Watch shift, leave on the lug nuts. Right sides. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right sides. Listen to me on that 37. All clear. Get it. 42. Get it. 42.
4200.
Sorry, Steve. Good boy. Let's stop that. Give that a shot. They cycle us back. and it doesn't work, that's fine. We'll just go back to our cruise a little bit, but still 120 to go. I want to see how it works.
7, sorry, 6.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Some might have stayed out or not. We'll have to see if they missed the second time.
Yeah, you got the 11 up there, so he's probably staying out.
Yeah, possibly. Hey, that 47 you got loose, I didn't see it on TV. Was he in front of you, or the only reason I asked is he was leaking oil, so we just need to be careful running around him. I think he's come in now.
Now, he was behind me, but I mean, it might have just been up in that outside lane. It was weird because all of a sudden everybody started getting out of that outside lane and getting the inside lane, so it might have been just oil up there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. They're working on his stuff, so it's some sort of oil mess.
But he was behind me. I guess the 11 just wanted 5 bonus points.
Yeah. You're going to line up 5th. I have faith. We'll have 120 laps left. We'll go get our 5 bonus points the other way.
Okay, Governor Green, it's time. Make sure all your fans are on. Pace cars off. Ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag.
20-2-0, and these tires just passed halfway in the race. Looking good.
Waters 200, all 230.
10-4, you're 10 away from the pit stall. When you get some time, let me know if I can help you up there.
I'm pretty impressed at how good it's driving. I get a little bit tight if I get a big run getting in the corner or somebody's packing there on the inside of me.
10-4, about 8 away.
7 more, Jeff, 7. Still inside.
Definitely feel like we've won the right front pretty good here.
10-4. 10-4, we're in the front. We also got older left, remember. We're only on right side. We're going to go no changes, see what 4 tires do.
3 more, Jeff. We're going to have to start working our way down. Still inside.
Cross the behind you. Cross the behind you. Outside.
Guys, great call, Steve. Car's driving good.
10-4, we got the 8th man shaky. Let's get him a new windshield. Yeah, we should be good for one set of corners, right, Johnny? Okay. We're only like a lap away from pitting there, Jeff, so just be careful riding on the bank in there. Make sure you get it RPM up a little bit, get that thing full down there on the back stretch. Butter, shut it off, you got a little to restart. We're only 2 laps away.
Want me to run on the flat?
Now, you can run on the bank, but if it's not open this time, you got to be on the flat.
Okay, simple. Old temp got up to 235, which is the max you got up here right there.
Open this time, it's open 4 times. Put it right on the sign here. The 37 is still going to be coming around us, so do what you've been doing.
Okay, 4200 when you get out here.
5 away at the line. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 4 tires. 42, push it. 4200, 42.
Sorry, guys, you guys nailed it, man.
Maybe I won't lie. Then you got a clean truck up high coming off the 2 here.
It looks like Steve was
in. Assuming the 37 and the 26 peel off, we should be 11. We're odd right now. 81 to go right now. 81 to go. That's one stop from here.
Simple.
We definitely used the right front the most that run. You know, like I said, it's only 80 to go, so we'll make one more long run. If it split it up even, it'd be 2 fuel runs. I'd be shocked if it did that. So if it does that, we might have to free it up a little bit, get off that right front, even if it's driving okay, just to make sure we're good.
10-4. We were right at the edge of the run right there.
Exactly. That was 2 laps away. I don't think ours wasn't the worst on pit road, but it probably wasn't the best either. You definitely used the right front some more that time. So, just so you know. But that's the fastest, both in the front. I mean, that's by far the most we've diced it up today. So, we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, bottom down the right side. That sounds, it's so interesting you say that because that's the best it's driven.
Yeah, like I said, it doesn't look like it's sliding a lot. It's not chased up or anything. It just shows some heat on the inside like, man, you're finally rolling off in there now. So I don't think it'll be a problem. I just want to make sure we're going to be good.
Simple.
Hey, Shannon, did you change something up there? I was talking to you in the other ear.
Yeah, I just wriggled my cord.
Okay, whatever you did, you fixed it. I don't know if Jeff heard it. I heard a lot of squelching, and then all of a sudden it cleared up.
Yeah, his radio wasn't working at all there for a little while. You know, he was breaking up real bad. I didn't have time to tell you, though, Shannon. I could understand what you were trying to say.
That's fine.
Yeah, I got Shannon listening to me on the other one, too, so I talked to him a lot over there. I was telling him to do something for him. You know what I'm seeing, Jeff? You don't need to be the leader or the front row to win this thing. I just think you're going to have a hard time if you got to start behind maybe about 20th or 21st just because it takes a few laps to get together. that back half, kind of like the original start, just gets strung out for three or four laps. If it was a green-white checker or a short run, I don't know if you could get organized back there.
Yeah, plus the other thing is, I mean, you can't run single file. You can run single file for about 15 laps, and then you got to get air to the nose, so everybody's all over the place, which, you know, makes it tough to really get up there and do a lot with them.
I was amazed. That's by far the longest of leaders that stayed dicing. You know, you guys are pretty consistently too wide up there almost the whole fuel run. They haven't done that all day.
Yeah, the 18 contributed a lot to that. He's really struggling, and I don't think he wanted to lose that clean air.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like he's got good speed, but it doesn't look like it's a fun drive.
Jeff, what are they doing down there in 1 and 2? Are they working on the track?
I don't know. Wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, they're going to bring you down pit road this time.
Is it on the surface or on the apron?
They're going to take you all the way down here and stop you. Nobody to the cars at all.
Where are they working, Shannon?
1 and 2. They're working right there on the bottom groove.
Let's see how long this is going to take there, Jeff. Shut it off. Just make sure you get your, at least one battery off if you're running any fans.
And sorry about that stall thing. I kept spinning the tires, so I was trying not to spin the tires, get a good shot out of there. And if I didn't call it too close, we won't have to let that happen again.
Yeah, there were. It's not a very good one. I didn't think it was a good one. I'd do it different if I did it again. I think it'd be okay if somebody else was in front of us. Although, he's been staying out. That's been helping us.
Yeah, no, I mean, shoot, the stop and everything else was good there. Yeah, it's the way that they come stacking up on the line at the entry there. Can't really get any advantage turning there.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's good.
See, what are those left sides looking like?
They look great. They look great. I think the problem you have, well, it's not the problem, but the concern we have is I think the left could go two stops, no problem, but I don't think the right skin. I think the left give up any percent of grip. The rights are stacked.
Yeah. What you're saying is that when we put those two tires on, we give up a little bit less side grip, which wore those rights a little more?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the right front, instead of doing, say it was doing 50% of the work with good front tires, it's trying to do 60% of the work because the left front's not helping as much.
Yeah, good for our area. What are they saying, Shannon?
They ain't saying nothing about it. Yeah, there's a bunch of trucks that are working.
I never saw anything. Stevie, have you seen anything on TV?
No, they haven't showed anything. Nothing close up.
I'm going to switch over to Radio 2. I don't want to use this battery up on this one.
Hey, boy.
You got me over here?
Yeah. Hey, while I'm thinking about it, you ain't going to take your second pack. It's been a little over an hour.
But they haven't shown on TV or nothing.
Nothing close. I don't know what it is. What's it look like, Shane? I mean, they're just patching a little spot in the bottom. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. It looks like it's right in a groove for binoculars. They call for like three, I guess it's only three drums of concrete or 3 gallons of concrete on the radio a while ago, but they got the truck sitting there where you can't see nothing.
Tell you what it probably is, everybody hit. I mean, I'm bottoming out way more than I have all weekend, you know, and it's hitting pretty hard.
Yeah, take up, people are tearing up the track.
Yeah, it's only going to pick up more.
Yeah, they just talked about something. They get something out of the NASCAR trailer, some kind of heat bond or something. They're warming it up right now, getting ready to take out there.
There you go.
Yeah. I think we contributed to it. I saw them patching a fender. Did it? It didn't have anything to do with the track.
No. They got a flat right front or something. I guess he had a right front. Start to shake. He came early, but somehow it damaged the fender. I don't know if he ran over something or what.
Yeah, they say you can get out of the car.
Hallelujah.
What'd you say, Shane? The drivers can't get out?
Yeah, they can get out, but he ain't said where they can go yet.
Hey, Jeff, make sure you shut everything off of there.
See, he's about in the 10th stall down here. He's sitting up against the wall up here. If you want to know where he's at, if you need to come down here, he's about the 10th pit box in.
10 pit boxes from us or 10 pit boxes from one?
10 from one.
All right, I'm going to walk that way. All right, Shannon. I'm coming down to him.
Well, why can't? I'm going to go take me a break right quick.
Danville, get off the radio. It's going to be a while.
We'll take this as our biggest.
Pit road's open. Let's come on. Four tires. 4,200 at the line. 4,200 at the line. All right, come on down here. They're going to stack up. 4,200. Come on down. You are 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Clear. Get out there. All clear. Clear, clear, clear. 42. Clear. 42.
We're going to have to check us for 33.
Well, we'll check them. That's a nice stop, guys. Jeff, great job getting out of here. They're not helping us much.
It wasn't too bad. You guys are doing awesome in there, man. Really appreciate it.
Is this better, Steve? Yeah, that's better, Shannon.
Not much. Shannon, it's clear, and then all of a sudden it's like it has interference from somebody else's radio, like two people are talking at one time. You know, maybe stand in a different place or something. Maybe somebody's radio is interfering with yours.
10-4, I'm going to change my push-to-talk switch, too, see if that helps.
Yeah, I'll talk to you. I heard it talking about that spot, Jeff. Just take a peek at it. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I'm realizing? Now I know why the right side is hitting. It's because that area is soft over there. That's why I'm hitting with the right side. I have been hitting, you know, all week. And then all of a sudden it just started happening. So, yeah, the bump has gotten more significant over there, which tells me that, you know, it's not going to be long.
Therefore, you know as good as anybody. I can promise you what you're hitting is probably the tailpipe strap, so I wouldn't worry about it. If you stay there, you know where your lineup will be. They're staying the 33s in front of us, so you should be on the outside, I guess.
Let's make that happen.
Therefore, where's the official here?
Yeah, he didn't want to get off that outside at all.
Okay, can I bring this time? That sounds better. I'm going to start talking just a little bit here before we go green. Test, 1, 2, 3. Test.
Yeah, you sound good. They're still seeing the 33s ahead of me, right?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You're good right where you at. Pace cars off. Ready. Ready.
47 to go. They keep talking about the patch. Just keep running hard with it. Keep running hard.
Go that side. Clear. Clear. Cars out. Cars out.
God. Dang. Yeah, the hole is back.
Yeah, I hear him. That's the problem. I hate to. There was a long ways to go. I hate to keep getting you worked up, but that's the problem. I think you can go back.
No, I mean, that's why I made the move I made, trying to win it. Didn't work out. How many laps did we run?
13. Good.
Yeah. I keep being a career in that. I can tell you one thing, nobody else's stuff is driving as good as ours, because I went to the middle, and nobody went with me.
I know. You hung on there, too. I mean, in the corners, you were keeping your ground.
Yeah.
Hey, Shannon, they told you anything up there?
No, but there's a big-ass hole. You know, every lap you were saying something, I just kept seeing more and more dust blowing off.
Pit road is closed. Okay, pit road is closed. I can come down pit road again.
If I was them, I'd fix it like they did the last time, and then I would, however many laps we just ran, I'd make that the end of the race, because, I mean, there's no way it's going to make it any longer than that.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm hoping that's what they do, is make it definite. We can't race the last 40 like this, not knowing when it's going to end.
I'm going to take the initiative on this one and say, I think I can get out. Yeah, that's not going to help them any.
Hey, Jeff, just make sure you shut all your stuff off.
Have they said anything? Hey, Steve, should we do anything to try to get Shannon another radio or anything?
No. What happened to me, Shannon?
Okay, my cord, my battery, my push-to-talk switch.
You got your second radio up there? Switch your everything. Try a whole new radio.
Well, that's what I've done.
I really think there's some interference.
I don't know. I wonder if it's the other channel would be better. I don't think so.
How close is the 48 close to us?
They're not. They're in a whole different land.
10-4. I'm going to try one more thing here. So, be off just a second. Hey, they're going to let you out here, Jeff.
Hey, when you get out, I want you to come talk to me. I'm going to be across from you when I get down there.
Same stall, Steve.
Steve, you still on the radio?
No, his radio's off.
10-4.
Test, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just up here testing my radio with Earl.
That sounds pretty good, Sam.
Can't pull him.
Probably.
problem is it sounds good, and then all of a sudden it goes bad. It goes back good again. It goes bad.
Yeah, I've changed my radios over, my cords over, and back and forth, and push, talk, switch, everything.
Yeah, the same thing I was doing in practice, too.
Well, I can't do that much up here. I'll just give it to them when I get to California Thursday.
You hear me? You hear me?
Yes, 123, 123, 123, 123, 123, 123. I'm going to turn my radios off here, and I'll be back in a minute. Hey, Burdette.
Yeah, I'm listening to him. What, do they want the truck driver to go back there and beat him?
It don't matter who it is, just one person.
All right, does somebody in the pits have the radio on? Kirk, if you get your radio on, do you go to the truck? Anybody in the pits hear me?
I got my radio on, Stevie.
Johnny, you or Kirk or somebody has to go to the truck. NASCAR wants somebody from every team at the truck.
He's not down here. I imagine he's at the truck. There should be a bunch of people at the truck.
One crew member. Johnny, if you're there, tell Justin Alexander to put his radio on. Right behind you, Steve. Steve, you got me?
Test 1-2, you got me?
Back on up there, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm on here.
10-4, I got you, Jeff. You got me?
Yeah, 10-4, I got both of you.
I changed everything I could able to change up here.
So far, sounds good.
Okay, fired up here.
Steve, I'm assuming they haven't said anything. They're just going to try to go to the end, huh?
I believe so. All right, when you come in here, when we stop, you're going to stop back. That 37 is going to be coming around us, okay? Just like we've done all night.
10-4.
Hey, our car is easing off. They get down in turns 1 and 2. They're going to take you straight up on the track here. There's a cleaner truck sitting on the bottom. Pit road is closed.
Looks like that pass got a little bit bigger. If that's bond on there, that stuff wouldn't have much grip, would it?
I anticipate.
Got everybody's bondo out of their truck and put it on it.
Hi, bud. What's the plan?
It's closed right now. When it's open, we're coming. Okay, Jeff, that truck's still sitting down there in 1 and 2 in the middle.
Simple.
The road is closed.
I think we're going to click off some laps there.
I bet we click off about 10. What do you think?
Mr. Smart, Jeff.
Okay, so you'll be open.
Yeah, whoa.
Simple.
All right, bud, watch your shift right here. And just, the 37 will be coming around us, so we need to make sure we know where he's at so we don't have a wreck leaving.
Yeah, he's back in good ways. I'll let you know, Stevie, on the other radio.
Yep, do that. Come on, pit. Take right side. Right side.
Okay, 4200.
Come on down. You're 5 away at the line. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Outside, outside, outside. One lane, 4200.
4200.
Nice job, guys. Real nice job.
Yeah, nice job getting out of here. I want to make sure you knew there were still a couple coming on pit road.
Yeah, typical. We're fourth out.
Hey, do me a favor. Just don't waste the gas here. Just take your time around here, you know, in higher gear. Just cruise in case we get a bunch of green lights. Check it.
Typical.
Yeah, you got one coming down pit road there, Bob. Yeah, if you want to go, when you get here.
So how many to go?
There'll be 33 when you take the green.
Typical.
All right, you got the 82 stayed out. And then you see everything else.
Ah, okay.
Okay, make sure them belts good tight there. Got your fans on. Come to green this time.
Simple. Okay, there'll be 30. So 33 to the end. I believe they're going to try to make it all the way, so see what we got here.
Yeah, I'm going.
I might be mistaken here, but I could have swore that we drove through it and it was still wet.
Want to go here.
Maybe not. Sorry.
Okay, come to green this time. Okay, base car's off. Ready, ready. Green flag.
21 to go, a lot of time.
21. 10 to go, next time by, 10 to go, still inside. Crosses out behind you, crosses out behind you. Shit. Crosses, how was handling?
Okay. You know, it's going to be real tough. You know, here.
I know. I'm with you. I completely agree.
Do whatever you think is best. You know, right now, I think we're handling as good as anybody.
Just look out for debris when you come out of two there.
What'd you say, Steve?
Yeah. Hey, it's good. I'm just afraid it's going to be a too wide parking lot.
astronomers don't do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you can't be on the front row, I want you to pin. You understand me? More than two stay out, I want you all pit row.
More than two stay, come in, right? More than two on the track come in.
Yeah, I'll make the call here. I can get a good view. You just straddle that yellow line right there where you have a choice, and I'll make it before you still have a choice. If we come, guys, it's right side. You just hit it with fuel if they're good for the green-white checkers. Right side. You ain't getting left.
It's open. That's 37 sitting there.
All right, let's see what they do here. Come on. Right here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right. One lane. Clear the grass. 4,200.
4,200.
Call there, buddy. Too many stayed out. I don't want to be pissed on old tires. I'd rather be 12 on new.
All right. Two.
Because I agree with you. I agree the second race was a fluke. Plus, with three attempts at it, I'm not sure this is only going to take 3 or 4 laps. This might be a long for night.
Well, plus, those other guys stayed out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We were going to line up. Shoot, I think about everybody in front of us stayed out. They weren't going to do no good to stay out behind them. Where are we going to line up, Shannon?
Stay here in just a second.
I think about 13.
That's not bad. Row 6. That's 2 big zigs from there. We'll be there. We got the tires. Push them around. It is what it is.
Okay, well, what,
Yeah, you're 13. Them 3's going to come in. One to go here.
Yeah, I got you 13. There's 4 here. We're going to take the green with 3. Remember, the race isn't over unless we take the white, and once we take the white, it's over. We got 3 more attempts at it. This isn't even a green-white checker. This is not the first one.
But there's 3 to go.
10-4, you take the green, there'll be 3 to go. That's more than enough time. Heck, you were 22nd with 4 to go in the other race.
Well, that 42's got some sheet metal hanging off the side of it. And it might just be tape. Sorry, I think it might be tape. I'm not really sure what it is. Nah, it's a side skirt.
All right, but like we talked, we came to win. So staying out is just going to put us like the rest of them. Deal we get here, man. Done a good job all night. What it is. Go out there, be aggressive, see what you get. Be careful here, guys. I'm pit road these last few.
10-4.
Okay, come to green this time. Make sure Bill's good and tight here.
Oh, they are.
Lights are on, not going.
Just so you know, in your mirror, you got the 83, 88, 2.
Cool. The 83 said he'd go with you all the way to the front door.
That box 2 is the higher chip, right?
Yes.
Right, switch it to B, box.
Sam, we'll turn all your electrical load off, all your fans, everything. That'll give you as much power as we got for you.
Okay, come to green this time. Okay, 2 to go when you take green. 2 to go.
Okay, starts off.
Ready. Green flag. Yeah. Crashes out, 3 wide, 2 above you. 3 wide behind you. He's off of it.
Now we got another green-white checker, right?
Yeah, that was not a green-white checker. So this will be your first attempt with 2 more to come.
Hopefully we're in that outside lane. It's just so hard to make any happen on the inside.
I'm with you. They had you 14th across the line. We'll see after they do all their dice.
Go behind the double zero. He's 2 cars behind you.
The hell they got that loop at?
Okay, you got the 43 coming to the outside. He's about 5 back coming to the outside. Okay, 1 to go when you get here. Okay, this is our first attempt at a green-white checker.
I'm surprised if it's July.
For what it's worth, the leader took the bottom.
Yeah. Might help.
Okay, come to green this time. Okay, pace cars off. Ready. Green flag.
Out.
Hey, Jeff, look at the 14th door right there.
What about it?
Says it. We won't know if it looked good.
It looks like it's really good.
All right, I got you behind the 14. It has you 16, or at least on the outside now.
Hallelujah.
We ride around here too much more. The boys have got to be close on fuel.
I can sound that.
Heavy one to go here.
16 for sure, right?
Yes, outside. All right, this will be our second attempt.
Okay, come to green this time.
pace car's off.
Get ready. Ready. Green flag, green flag. Go inside, then we'll follow all the way back. White flag, white flag.
Yeah. You want me to finish?
Yeah, drive across. If you can't, are you stuck? Where you at? Yeah, just take the start finish line. Run to the start finish. Can you drive it back or we need a tow?
Drive this fucking thing right back to the